This is the Evotel Podcast.
Welcome to another Evotel Podcast. I'm John Carricker. Lucky to be along with you, and thanks very much for joining us. Let's talk Evotel and what they've been doing in Upington. And this is such a good news story. I'm joined, first of all, Bradley Becker is head of brand at Evotel. And next to me, Nhlanhla Mpumalo, owner and director of Somali Investments. Bradley, let's start with you. Why do we have Nhlanhla in the studio with us today?
Well, Upington was one of the areas that we had identified last year to start building in. And Nhlanhla was one of the strong women that put up her hand and said, I want to be involved in this project, and I want to be involved in, you know, bringing this connectivity to a community that is in dire need of it. And, you know, she started the project with us as a contractor, mm-hmm. and has just grown leaps and bounds. So the reason why we are is just to kind of, you know, get a bit of a feel for how that journey has been, you know, with Nhlanhla. We've absolutely loved it. You know, they've done exceptional work in Upington. Mm-hmm. You know, just from an overall build perspective, we had minimal complaints. You know, civil work is quite an intrusive process. And Nhlanhla's team, you know, take the brunt of that because they're the guys in the sun trenching, you know, residents coming out and fighting with them, but they handled everything so well. We hardly had any issues in Upington, and it's one of our best performing areas, in terms of uptake. So it just shows, you know, the amazing work that they did to help with this project.
All right, let's just take a step back, Bradley. We've done a podcast before where we spoke about the digging process. And I think towards the end of that podcast, we spoke about if a contractor, you'd like to use local contractors, if a contractor wants to get involved, they get hold of you. This is an example of a contractor that's done that, right? Okay. Nhlanhla, tell us a little bit more about Somali Investments.
Somali Investment was established in 2013. And we've ventured into different spaces. And in 2018, we then ventured into the fiber space. And we started as a subby to a subby. Like, for argument's sake, we're number 7 in line.
Right.
Number 1 being the ISP, the main contractor, that subcontractors, everybody else, and we're number 7.
Okay.
Then 2020... we jumped from number 7 to number 3, where we built a 10-key project for an area in the south, in Alvida. Then 2021, in April, Evotel invited me to go to Upington and survey the place and make a decision if I want to be part and parcel of Upington, and which we did. Very hot area. It was nice. I had never been to Upington in my whole life. And I said, yes, I'm interested. Mm-hmm. Then I was awarded 1,000 homes to build.
Sure, yeah.
And we're building in conjunction with another contractor, MPC. And again, the relationship was awesome between the two companies. It was a hard build because they're Upington is very rocky. We anticipated things that we never thought would be there, but we pushed. We never gave up. Yes, timelines, we had planned to finish in 2 months. It took us to 4 months.
Oh, no.
But what's important is we delivered, and Evotel was happy.
Right.
And I'm also grateful to Evotel.
How important is communication with the municipality? Because Brad and I have spoken about this before, and it's all very well you going and digging, but you need to know where the pipes are and the electric lines are. Was that a challenge, and how did you overcome those problems?
Not necessarily. To be honest, fiber was new to Upington, so even the municipality themselves were not geared up as our municipalities in Joburg would be. But they were very helpful. They would send out guys to show us where their pipes run. But some of them, because it's old infrastructure, and the people that we were dealing with were also new in their jobs. But between the municipality and Evotel and us contractors, we made it work.
How has this changed your business?
Wow. amazing. I started with permanent staff of 10 mm-hmm. and 2 teams of subcontractors. So a team consists of 20 people. Mm-hmm. And that would be my team. But this opportunity that Evotel gave me, I grew from 50 employees to 178.
Wow.
But that's including the SMMEs, because it depends on where you're building. So we always use the locals in the area and the SMMEs.
Is that continuous now? And I've asked Bradley this, I'm going to ask you specifically and see for degrees. Is that continuous work now that you're able to have these employees?
To be honest, I would say that yes, in a sense that it depends on where we're working. So Upington, we've done phase one. We are going back for phase two, probably maybe mid-Feb. And the scope of work that they're giving me, it's like five times what they gave the first time.
Right.
So obviously I'll be in a position to employ more people.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm also building in Soweto for Evotel. And we're building 40,000 homes, but in phases.
Right.
So obviously then when we get to Meadowlands, actually we've started in November, then we will embark the SMMEs there and the laborers there.
Okay, I want to know about how you pick the laborers. We're in South Africa. There's a little bit of issues with employment. It's massive issues with employment. So how are you picking the laborers? How do they apply to you? What is that process?
Okay, what happens is when you work in an area, one, you need to engage with the councillors in that area. Then the councillors will tell us who are the SMMEs in that area. Then we would have an induction between us and the SMMEs. Then we would, for argument's sake, depending on their capacity, we'll say maybe they should start with a team of 10 each. Then after the first fortnight, they can increase. Then we would look at the area that we're building and how many homes. For argument's sake, let's go back to Upington. Upington was 1,000 homes. Then we would employ as Somali Investment, like 100 local laborers. So anybody that's willing to do hard work, we will take.
Hot hard work,
yes. And also, like in Upington, I said it was new for them.
Mm.
So even the SMMEs, they've never been in the space. So we would take them and teach them
what needs to be done. Brad, this is where I want to bring you in. How important is the education for a company like Somali Investments? You've done digging before. Do you share that advice, and do you swap advice as well? Do you listen to what they're saying?
No, 100%. Again, you know, they're the forces on the ground. So there's definitely things that they know that we don't know. So we see it as a partnership, and it's a very collaborative effort between us and Somali Investments to make sure that, you know, everyone knows what's going on, and everyone's got a finger on the pulse. And again, we try and instill, you know, our knowledge onto Somali just as much as they do to us, so that at the end of the day, everyone is benefiting from this partnership, and ultimately the end users are benefiting from this partnership, because the rollout runs seamlessly because we're all on the same page. They've taught us a lot, and it's good. You know, when you become complacent and you stop learning new things is when you reach the ceiling, and Somali has kept us on our toes, and they've made sure that we've, you know, kept moving forward with them. And we look forward to continue doing that. You know, they've grown leaps and bounds. We have as well. So it's a positive environment to be working in.
Now, Tlatli, you say one of the things you've learned is the importance of admitting errors. I think that might be an important life lesson. What do you mean?
Okay. What happened in Upington is we were digging the main supply, and in the drawings, because the drawings were not done by Somali Investment, they were done by the other company, it did not state that we need to put a seven-way. So we missed the seven-way for like 2 kilometers.
Right.
So when Evotel came to inspect, then they asked, like, was the seven-way? Then obviously then I thought, like, wow, but it's not on the drawings, you know? And obviously, as a bigger person, had to re-dig again, fix it,
sure,
pull the seven-way, and like not point fingers at the other person to say, well, it's their fault, you know. If we're working together as a team, we always need to work and look at the end goal of what we need to deliver.
And Bradley and I have spoken about this before, is making sure that the people on the ground are happy. The thing we've discussed before, Bradley, is it might be Evertel, but it's those poor people on the ground that are getting the brunt of a driveway or a pipe being hit or something. What have you experienced with that? Are the customers along the roads accepting of what you do? And how do you approach somebody that is unhappy with the way you're treating their streets?
To be honest, initially, when you start to work in an area, you need to make all the residents aware. So what we did as Somali, we printed pamphlets. We took our guys out to put in every post box, right? Then obviously we'll speak to the councillors to post on the areas group to say that there'll be construction on such and such a day. So if we're digging in your street and we're going to open your pavement, we make sure that we knock at your gate. We advise you that we're going to open your driveway. What time do you need it back? If you say you're back from work at 3, we'll make sure that by 3 o'clock it's either closed or we've made provision for your car to be able to go in and go out.
Sure.
But we don't keep trenches open for more than 72 hours.
Is that the rule? Is that what's written down somewhere?
It's just practical, you know, and it's safer.
Sure.
You know,
are you making money? I think is the important thing. Let's cut to the chase. Is Somali Investments a successful business now? And are you looking at your balance sheet and go, this was a good move?
To be honest, yes.
That's all I need to know.
And again, as Bradley has said, with the help of Evertel, where we source material, they would assist. Mm-hmm. If I feel that this price is too high, there's an open policy, I can send it to them. They'll look at it. They'll tell me, no, it's expensive. Why don't you try that supplier?
Wow, okay.
You know, you're not in the business like blindly.
Brad, let's wrap it up. If somebody wants to, or hearing the story, and they say, man, I wish I could go and become a multi-trillionaire. how does a potential contractor get hold of you, or does it make sense to go to Somali first? What is the process that a potential contractor should
I mean, I to? Think the first best bet is always to go to a Somali. You know, they've got the relationships with the local SMEs, with the FNOs like us. You know, they have all the tools and the necessary knowledge to be able to instill that onto you. You know, we are quite a big organization. So sometimes, you know, we're not able to just take on smaller contractors like it and be able to give them the time of the day that they need to be able to grow. And as you can see with Somali Investments, you know, they've grown substantially and they've grown in terms of their knowledge base and what to do and what not to do. So I'd always encourage contractors to reach out to our primary contractors like Somali Investments. But again, we get a lot of contractors that come to us with way leaves. And a way leave is obviously a document from the municipality allowing you to trench. So we do get a lot of contractors that come to us and say they have way leaves for certain areas. But yeah, it's through the same channels you would use to make contact with us, you know, from schools and everything. Just reach out to us. We're always open to talking and negotiating and planning and prepping and all that. But I would 100% go through Nontlantla first.
Nontlantla, how do we get hold of you? What is your website address?
Our website address is www.somalitelecoms.co.za.
Somalitelecoms.co.za. That's owner and director of Somali Investments, Nontlantla Nkomalu, and Bradley Becker, head of brand at Evertel. Thanks very much for coming in. Great story.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or visit www.evotel.co.za.